Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. If you are the person in your family or the person in your family who is headed out to the grocery store, you have definitely noticed that prices in so many of those aisles have increased. And if you haven't noticed, you're not paying attention, because there are really significant increases in so many different areas. But our next guest says it is not impossible to keep a lid on the price of food. Claire Tansey is the creator of Claire Tansey's Kitchen. She is here to share her tips on how you can save money when grocery shopping. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I used to be able to get a dozen eggs for $2.79. Now it is for sure $3.79. What are you noticing when you're shopping?
It's interesting that the prices seem to be up across the board. In the past, I have noticed certain items go up. And then at the beginning of this, let's call it rough patch that we're in, I saw some really unusual items went up, like the price of instant coffee went up by about 50%, the price of pumpkin puree. And I thought, well, now, those are discount items to begin with. So if those are going up, what else is going on?
You have a whole bunch of ideas, some of which I've never heard of or thought of. Mm. The first one I can see making a big difference, and for some people it'd be a big lifestyle change, that is eat half as much meat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, meat is always going to be one of the places that we spend the most money. So if you can, to your point, if you can change your lifestyle, or maybe you're vegetarian curious, it's possible.
Or maybe I love that phrase. I'm veg curious.
So maybe you're even vegan curious. You are trying to, you notice that the price of meat is really probably the highest line on your grocery bill. Maybe dairy, they might fight with each other. But if you can cut back on meat, and this is not like you only get half chicken breast, like, and you just have to go and cry in your bedroom. Mm. No. Instead of just having smaller portions, you actually supplement that meat protein by incorporating things like lentils and legumes. So one example I love to use is anytime you're using ground beef in something like a chili, or, you know, one of my favorites is Sloppy Joe's. Mm. Use half as much meat and supplement the rest with canned green lentils.
Which incredible. Do you think is more effective? Doing the sub in, so you serve the same dish just with less meat in it, or moving to a veg only item a couple more times a week?
Well, it really depends on your family, because if your family's not going to eat it, then that's a lose on both counts, right? So if you're going to have a hard time convincing anyone to eat a bowl full of lentils, then I would say package it up is one of my biggest tricks whenever you're trying to convince somebody to taste something. Package it up in an envelope that looks really familiar, that smells familiar, and that essentially tastes the same, but it costs about half as much.
Stop focusing on shopping the outer aisles. What do you mean by that?
I know. And haven't we always been taught this? If you want to eat healthy, you got to shop the outer aisles, right?
Uh-huh.
No. Oh my gosh. Here's the thing with shopping the outer aisles. It's smart in principle because, yeah, there's lots of great stuff in those outer aisles. Fresh produce, obviously meat, dairy products. But those are the things that if you buy them, they have the shortest shelf life. So if you buy them and you don't have a plan to use them, they are the things that are more likely to go to waste. And then you end up throwing them out, which is the worst. So yeah, the outer aisles are great, but please don't forget about all the incredible, nutritious, affordable, versatile items that you can get in the middle aisles. Canned beans, canned tomatoes, pasta, rices, peanut butter. All of those things are healthy, affordable staples that you can do lots of different things with, and they're not going to go bad in 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Eat what's in the freezer is another tip. Stock the freezer with your own convenience foods. I bet you are not going to say Eggo waffles are on that list. What do you mean when you say convenience foods?
But you can make your own waffles. Waffles freeze like a dream. And so the next time you're making waffles, just make a double batch and then put them in the freezer. I always say to people, my students think that stocking the freezer, it's like, you'll appreciate this, Bruce, that this is not a savings account. It is petty cash. You want to be in and out of your freezer every single day. Okay. Like, you're not putting a club pack of chicken thighs in there for 2024. No, you're putting it in there for next week. So you should be in and out of that freezer every single day. And when you do things, I call them doing favors to your future self, that means you're just making a big batch of something and that freezes really well. And you're putting half of it or two thirds of it in the freezer. So then that becomes your convenience meal for later on when you're strapped for time.
I so love that, because sometimes I look in my freezer and I think, okay, I don't even know who put that in there, but it's like the package of whatever is underneath my will. That's how like neglected.
It should be in your will. You should be bequeathing that to somebody. Yes.
Okay. You recommend people consider changing supermarkets, which this one is pushing me outside my comfort zone. I am very loyal. I know how to shop the store, but maybe I'm exempt from this one because I already shop at a low price supermarket.
Well, this is what I generally recommend the discount supermarket. So a million years ago, I worked in the grocery business. And so I have seen firsthand the care, the quality that goes into those discounted, unbranded products. And I can tell you that it is the exact same quality and the exact same kind of flavor profile that is going into the name brand stuff. So if you are looking for little ways to save on every single item that you buy, really don't think that you can't buy the discounted and off-name stuff because you think it's made with sawdust and grubs or something. It's not. It's made of high-quality stuff. And yes, you've got to put your loony in to get your shopping cart, but then you get your loony back. And honestly, I'm super frugal. I know the price of every single ingredient that I buy. And there are often differences as big as 50% when you shop in the discount grocery stores. It's and the stuff is good quality. Like, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
What are the ingredients that you splurge on?
So I have, in my entire life, I only have 7 ingredients that I splurge on. One of them is meat that I get from a local butcher, because I really think that you can taste the difference. And we buy a lot less meat. It costs a lot more, and we enjoy every single microscopic iota of it. Same goes for fish. I also think that olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and balsamic vinegar, 2 ingredients that are really worth the money. But don't go splashing out. Like, you're not drinking the balsamic vinegar. You're not putting it in your like pulled pork slow cooker dish. Like, you're using that carefully. The extra virgin olive oil, you're only using it in your salads and to finish dishes off with. I also really love real vanilla for baking, and that is crazy expensive right now. And I love real lemons, and I love real tuna fish packed in olive oil. And that is about it.
Okay. So what about organic fruit and veg?
No, I'm not into it. I hope that doesn't sound too terrible, but no. I just don't, for me, the cost doesn't, help me. What's my, well, it's not, doesn't the benefit
doesn't pay out. The cost one. Doesn't exceed the benefit.
The ROI isn't there. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Music to my ears.
I know it's, I don't think that organic is healthier. And I know it's more expensive, and it's often lower quality, and it's often from further away. So I would much rather buy a local conventional apple than an organic apple that came in from California.
My thing is, they don't look as appealing when I'm walking the store. I think, oh, that's kind of, maybe it's because I'm in such a low price grocery store that's like organic. We don't do organic here. Okay. I want to finish with one recipe or one meal idea that is in your top 5 for easy and affordable that we might not think to make. So I've made your tacos, I've made your sloppy joes. I'm a big, big Claire Tansy fan. And Korean sticky beef, love that too. Mm-hmm. What is one that you would put on our radar that would be like, we should go and do an internet search on that Claire Tansy plus this recipe name and make it tonight or tomorrow?
That's easy. Cheesy Dutch baby. It sounds fun. It tastes even better. It is made up of 4 eggs, 2/3 of a cup of milk, 2/3 of a cup of flour, 2/3 of a cup of cheese. You have got those ingredients probably in your kitchen right now. It is kitchen magic. You whip all those things together, start them on the stovetop, throw them in the oven. My son, when he was younger, used to actually watch at the oven door as this thing rose, because it rises like a beast out of the Loch Ness. It's magical. It is crispy on the outside. It is custardy on the inside. It is deeply satisfying. You're eating it within 20 minutes. It is kitchen magic. And it costs you probably 32 cents a portion, something like that.
Only Claire Tansey's child would be raised to believe that the glass in the oven door is as exciting as television. He's like, Wiggles, who wants to watch the Wiggles? Yeah, I am watching a Dutch baby come to life.
Honestly, once you see it, you will understand. You will also watch Dutch baby TV.
Genius. That could be a channel for you. Claire Tansey, thank you so much.
My great pleasure.
Claire Tansey. She is the creator of Claire Tansey's Kitchen. Find her online. She's got 14,872 million amazing and affordable recipes.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.